91, subsection A of the NCFE rules, which says that the committee must elect one of its members as chairperson of the committee, and then after the chairperson has been elected, he or she shall assume the chair. I've been tasked to convene this meeting on behalf of the Secretary to Parliament, and I would like to take this opportunity to welcome all the members, new and returning, to this committee. And just to also indicate that yesterday on the 25th of June, notices were circulated to all members convening this meeting. So the election of the chairperson is going to be conducted in line with the NCOP's rule 91, as I said. And the procedure is as follows. I will call for nomination and a seconder from the floor. For records purposes, when participating in this process, members must introduce themselves because I still need to get to know all the members. And if there's only one nomination, no voting will take place, and the person so nominated will be declared the chairperson. If there is more than one nomination, the names of the nominees will be put to a vote by a show of hands, and at the end of the vote, the nominee with the majority of the votes will be declared the chairperson, and members will only be allowed to vote once. So I now proceed to call for nominations for the chairperson of the Select Committee on Transport, Public Service and Administration, Public Works and Infrastructure.
It's Mr. Lawn. Just want to find out, where does it state that it must be by show of hands and not by secret ballot?
I think in terms of the rules, and this has been... I think because this is a public meeting, by secret ballot, I think that follows another procedure. But I think given the fact that it's our first meeting and it's an open meeting, there hasn't been a specific request for a secret ballot, and this is actually the way in which meetings have been done in the past as well. The first meetings are usually by an open ballot.
Well, then I would hereby officially put the request forward that it be done by secret ballot.
Yes, Mr. Lansman.
Good morning, colleagues. Can I talk?
Yes.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I hereby request that we continue as presented by yourself. The request by my colleague can maybe be looked at another stage. And I also recommend and nominate the name of Kenny Muimang as the chair.
No, I said when we call for the nomination for chairpersons, and if there's any person calling for nomination and any person seconding, as you call for nomination or as you second, can you please introduce yourself?
Sorry, presiding officer, point of order. I'd like you to note the objection of the DA to the refusal of the request for a secret ballot. Can it please be noted in the minutes?
Okay, we will note the objection from the DA. So Mr. Lansman has called for nomination of the Mr. Muimang for the chairperson of the committee. Is there any seconder for that nomination? Mr. Dango, I note you. I note you, okay. Okay, are there any other nominations? Yes?
Just firstly, on the point of Mr. Landman, the next time there's going to be an opportunity to do this is in 5 years' time. So it's actually disingenuous to say that let's just do it this time and we can address it the next time, because the next time is in 5 years. Which I do think that it is a valid request that there is a secret ballot, and I do not foresee any reason why it cannot be done. That is still on the table, and we do have people that can give legal opinions on this that should be used. Just putting it there, we haven't resolved that one, and then let me first stop there.
Thank you, ma'am.
I think because a colleague is insisting that we must listen to him. What I suggest is that let's check the house. What is the view of the house? So that it's not along what myself and the colleague is saying. Because I suggest we continue the way you have recommended. And let's check the house and then take a decision afterwards.
Point of order. The thing is here is that we've asked for a legal opinion on this. The house is not a legal opinion. And Honourable Launch started off by saying, what is the rule?
On a point of order, not
what is the rule? What is the rule that says it must be by a show of hands? You have failed to quote a rule. If you can quote a rule, but effectively you said that it's the way it's always been done. We're asking you to simply quote a rule, quote a section of an article or a section of the Constitution that guides you. But in the absence of that, we cannot be satisfied with it's the way it's always been done. In the absence of that, we'd like to ask for a legal opinion. And if that requires a postponement of this meeting, then so be it. But a bully boy tactic move of let's just ask the House is not a legal opinion. And the consequences of that will flow from this. So I ask you to make the right decision. Going for the easy thing of a show of hands is not a legal opinion. And it's not following a rule. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Hay.
Thank you, Chairperson. The rules are silent on the issue of how to conduct the elections, whether in the form of a show of hand or secret ballot. So Honourable Lund is proposing that the process that must take place is the secret ballot. That is a proposal. So I suggest that you get a second for that position, and then also get a second for the person that says it must be a show of hands, and then we calculate how many are in favor of a secret ballot, how many are in favor of a show of hands. Thank you.
Okay, now in terms of the proposal of Mr. Lund for a secret ballot, can we have a show of hands for that proposal? In terms of the proposal of Mr. Lundsman for an open ballot, can I have a show of hands? Okay, we've got six members. So, given that the majority have voted for an open ballot, can we proceed with the meeting?
Sorry, the point is that's not a legal opinion. So, no, hang on a second. We asked for a secret ballot many years ago, you remember, on a vote of no confidence in the National Assembly. And the courts found that the presiding officer could decide. And in that case, the Honourable Maleka Mbete decided on a secret ballot would be the right way to go. Or we're just ignoring our precedent of our courts. The fact of the matter, colleagues, is that that is not a legal opinion. You raising your hands is not a legal opinion. You talk about democracy. It may work somewhere else. The bottom line is I have the chair, I have the floor. The point is, you need to say I refuse your request.
On the point of order, Chair.
I refuse your request for a legal opinion.
Point of order,
if you say that, you can move on.
Okay. You need to note the speaker before the speaker can speak.
Okay.
Let's correct that one, please.
Okay.
Mr. Lundsman, Mrs. Matavula, Mr. Lundsman.
Thank you, Chair.
Mrs. Matavula.
Thank
you very much, Chair. You never said anything about the abstaining. I'd like to be noted that the EFF is abstaining.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Lundsman.
Thank you, Chair. What I want you to do is to just stick to the procedures and what you know. Those that want to do as they are saying it, there will be process following. They are allowed to do it. We cannot be held hostage by that. Continue with your work. Don't fear. Be neutral. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. I second the option of the Honorable Lansman. I think we are finished about this process. We can't even open it again because we agree who agree to vote by show of hands, who do what. We did that procedure. I don't think we can open this thing again to another member to talk, even we are not even giving the chance to talk. I think this measure is closed. We are finished to elect the chairperson. Thank you, Chair.
Members, we've already taken a vote on this issue, and the majority of the members have already voted in favour of an open ballot. We go according to the majority vote of the committee. So, can we proceed with the meeting, please?
Yes.
Mr. Lumpland?
Chair, we'll have to respect your ruling going forward. I just want to put you... and this is also just for the chairpersons who will be elected. You're starting a very dangerous precedent right at the beginning. Having one member on a committee and having one member asking for a legal opinion doesn't invalidate that request just because the majority doesn't want that. So I'm putting this as a cautionary word right at the beginning of this term, because there will be times, not just in this committee, in other committees, elsewhere in the country as well. If one member asks for something, that member still has the right to get that something. And you are starting off on a very, very dangerous footing right at the beginning of this term. I'm sure this is not how you expected your morning to go, but there's ways to handle things. And if somebody asks for something like we did, it is not a request that can just be brushed aside by the majority of the committee. One voice still is a valid voice.
Thanks very much, Chair. I do not think it is proper to blackmail a process of electing a chairperson of a committee in this fashion. I think a motion was put before members of the committee that what procedure do we follow? And after a clarity-seeking question by an honorable member to say what rule, and further members deliberated on these points. Now, this is the National Council of Provinces. Even the composition of membership of this committee is drawn from provincial representation. These provinces seated here, and provinces have much greater authority to indicate who is the chair of the committee. So there's nothing wrong with what we have opted as membership of, as members of the committee. I do not think that really it grounds why the process should be blackmailed, that it is not a fair process. This is a fair process that we are entering into. I mean, you can just see people want to take a posture to say that something is wrong. There's nothing wrong. Yeah, we are in fact... The fairest thing that is happening here is that the administrative staff of Parliament, custodians of also these rules, professionals, are presiding over this process and are very considerate in terms of procedures that should be followed. I don't think that we should create an impression that other people are incompetent of conducting their business of selecting chairpersons here. Thanks.
Yes, Mr. Chairperson.
Just one point. The last speaker referred to the term blackmail. I'd just like to point out to the committee that that is a criminal act. So will the member prepare to withdraw the word blackmail? Maybe he didn't intend it like that, or is he casting an aspersion on my character?
On a point of order, Chair. As a whip of Northwest Province and a whip of the committee, I want... All of us, when we start talking, we must even indicate which province do we represent and do we hold a mandate. Because it seems like here all of us are talking for one province, or we want to talk for all nine. Because myself, I do talk here as Northwest, and I talk as the whip of the committee. Thank you. And on a follow-up, there is no blackmail, what the chief whip of the NCOP was saying. What is happening here today, it's a clear attack on all of us. People have voted, And for us to be what we are here today is not because we have waked up one morning from a tavern and just arrived here. The masses of South Africa have decided to give the ANC another chance, and that's why we are here in these numbers. And no one is going to use courts to undermine the vote of the masses. Thank you.
Mr. Dango? Okay, I'm sorry, Mr. Dango?
I'm from Gauteng, and I don't think the position that is being put by the Honourable Ryder is in effect.
Ryder is not in this house.
It's not a Gauteng position. It is a party political position.
On a point of order, Chair, there is no Honourable Ryder in this house, so if the member does not know who the member is...
Point of order, Honourable Chair. Can the member on this side wait for you just to recognise them? Please.
Mrs. Bostock, on a point of order. Thank you very much. If,
on a point of order.
I'm sorry, I'm on the floor. If the
on
member
on a point of order, let the
us,
chair decide who to recognize.
She said she
no, 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 ma'am. All of us can misbehave. If you want to misbehave, we can all do it.
Did you not hear?
Let her decide.
Thank you very much. So please respect that in future. If the member across from Honourable Brautsey doesn't have the knowledge who he is, it just shows the disrespect there is. So please, the member from Gauteng, it's not Ryder, it's Brautsey. Thank you very much.
Members, if I can just say that this is our very first meeting and we are still all getting to know one another. I'm still getting to recognize the members. Obviously, we're still going to be orientated in terms of one another and in terms of these portfolios. So if we can just be cognizant of that we are still getting to know one another. There's a lot of new faces. So if we can just be cognizant of that, Mr. Hai.
So that's my name is Manja Hai. From the Eastern Cape. Chair, a decision has been taken in the meeting. You should note the objection of the DA, and then we carry on with the meeting. If the DA wants to take the matter further, it's their right to do so. But a decision has been taken by this committee. So I suggest that we get to the business of this meeting.
Mr. Hyde, Mrs. Boschoff, can we
proceed
with the meeting?
You may, but a request was tabled that the word blackmail be retracted, and no decision has been taken on that. So could we have clarity on whether that word is acceptable or whether it's not acceptable, because nothing's been said about what Honourable Brautsey requested. Thank you.
Okay. Members, if I can just say that...
I can make it very simple. It's not my intention, really.
All I was saying is that you should not complicate a process that is very easy. I was simply saying that we should not complicate a process, so that's the spirit of what I was saying, Chen. Now, I didn't ever intend to offend anyone.
Thank you, sir, because I actually concur, because essentially this meeting is an administrative process to admit to elect the chairperson of this committee. So if I can just reiterate that. Okay. Like Mr. Hai mentioned, a decision, we did call for show of hands in terms of the procedure moving forward, in terms of how we are going to go about electing the chairperson. So the majority vote was that the nomination would be via open ballot. We've already received a nomination from Mr. Wemang for chairperson of this committee, and as well as a seconder. Can we proceed with that, please?
Yes.
Okay. So, via a show of hands, can we? Are there any other nominations for chairperson for this committee? Because so far we've only got one. Okay. So, can we?
Honourable members, my name is Advocate Chimara Ali. I'm a Superior Officer within the ACT. The current procedure that was followed, my concern is that in terms of Rule 96 of the Council Rule, any decision that's taken by the committee must be taken with at least a deciding factor of 35 provinces. Mm-hmm. The way it's been done here with the individual members showing hands is actually procedurally incorrect. we need to rectify this, and the entire composition of the committee, it's set up in terms of when we vote in terms of Section 65 of the Constitution, that each province having a vote, a majority of 5 votes carries the decision. So I would please request that we rectify the matter and vote in terms of provinces rather than individually.
On that issue, if I can just clarify that I noted the hands of those people who voted for open ballot, a closed ballot, and also for those who voted for an open ballot. And in fact, for those members who voted for an open ballot, it was in fact 5 provinces, if I can just note that. Actually, it is correct.
Sorry. Just want to check, going forward, there are some provinces that have 2 people representing on a committee, select committee. So which person's vote carries more weight? Because nowhere does it state clearly. If there's, let's say, an EFF member and a DA member from one province, whose voice carries more weight? There's certain things that we vote on according to provinces, and certain things that you vote as individual members. When it comes to Section 76, it's provinces, 75, it's of individual members, and I do not see that, and that's where I might slightly disagree with the advocate, but I mean, if you can say then, listen, a DA voice carries more weight than an EFF voice when you're from the same province, then I would like you to put it out there, because the same is going to apply for other provinces as well, and then you need to have a proper mandate from the province, not just somebody that says, I am person with this title. A title doesn't give you a more senior voice.
Mr. Lund, if I can just reiterate then, on the basis of provincial representation from provinces as well as the majority of this committee, therefore, the majority of this committee, both in terms of provinces and in terms of the amount of members, have both voted for an open ballot for this meeting. So can we then proceed with the election of chairperson?
I'm happy with that, but my point still stands, because we've got a member from the EFF that also represents the Eastern Cape. Now, when we come to voting in the future, when there's a clear mandate from the province, it's great. He's not here at the moment, but he's 80 seat for that. Now, do you say the other member from the Eastern Cape, his voice carries more weight than the member of the EFF? And that's a valid question that you will then have to come back to us with when it comes to going forward.
Okay, the nomination of Mr. Moyimang still stands. Can we... is there another nomination for chairperson? Okay. So therefore, Mr. Moyimang is so then declared the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee of Transport. Thank you, sir. You may assume the chair.
Thank you, Ms. Madi Solomon. Allow me to take this opportunity to indeed express an appreciation in terms of the confidence bestowed in me from the honorable members of this committee. Indeed, I must say that this is going to be a very exciting period moving forward. as you have correctly voted, Cheney Mwima as the chair. The reason why I say it's going to be an exciting period is by virtue of the fact that the background from which I come from the Northern Cape Province, I have been the speaker for the last 6 years. So therefore, I must allay members' fears in terms of the rules of this NCOP, particularly as it pertains to the committee. We are going to ensure that at all times we respect the rules, because enabling legislation in terms of the existence of this committee is the rules of the NCOP as directed by the Constitution. So therefore, we are meeting at a time when there are a number of issues that we need to consider. Amongst them is the directive by Deputy Chief Justice Zondo that as the Oversight Committee, there is an appreciation of the fact that there has to be an investigation just to check in terms of how we have exercised accountability and oversight in the past 5 years. But at the same time, we are also meeting at a time when from the legacy report of the first administration, there is work that was done by the Speaker's Forum in terms of looking at a number of areas, amongst them social cohesion, amongst them the acceleration of fundamental change, thirdly the issue of land reform, and also to look at the effectiveness of Parliament to hold the executive accountable. So therefore, there are concrete recommendations that emerges from the High Panel's report, as directed by the Speaker's Forum. So we are going to take our directive from the work that has been done, particularly because the work was mainly focusing on the legislations that we have passed for the last 25 years, particularly given the fact that while the issue of financial resources has been discarded as an excuse for not addressing the fault lines, while the issue of the correctness of our policies has been discarded as an excuse, but critical to the High Panel report is the issue of implementation. So therefore, it means somehow our committee has to be redirected, has to be reoriented towards ensuring that indeed we play a meaningful role in terms of the oversight and holding the executive accountable, holding local government accountable. So therefore, I must indeed say that though the meeting started on a rocky road, we believe that it was bound to happen, because this is our first meeting. We are beginning to know each other, but definitely the issues that members have raised are definitely issues that will definitely make a follow-up on it, just to make sure that moving forward there is no repeat in terms of spanners that could derail our way. So I must say that I must take this opportunity to indeed express our gratitude for the good work that you have done. I'm somebody that is very accommodating, at the same time very firm, particularly given the fact that I respect rules, and all of us, the expectations that we are going to respect the rules of the NCOP, we are going to ensure that our committee functions efficiently. So I think the work has been done. Moving forward, the expectation is that this committee must draft its program, the program that is going to be presented to the committee. At the same time, the expectation is that in terms of the work that has been done in the past, there will definitely be legacy report emerging from the work of the first administration. We need to make a reflection in terms of what are the issues that we need to carry forward. At the same time, also the expectation is that there will probably be other strategic workshop just to make sure that the performance plan of the committee is put in place, so that we are a bit more focused in terms of moving forward. There is much more clarity and certainty in terms of how this committee is going to function. Let me take this opportunity to again express my appreciation to the committee members. Is there any issues that the members would want to raise? Ms. Solomon has indicated, just introduce yourself so that we get to know who's here. I think Mr. Lon. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I want to wish you congratulations and all the best for the job that you're going to do in that position. The economy is really struggling at the moment, and this committee has an important job to do. What I do want to say to each and every one of this committee, in the past, the NCPU was quite often used as a rubber stamp just to get things that was already done in the National Assembly pushed through here. There's some very serious matters that colleagues didn't look at how it affected their province, and they just towed the party line. I do hope that in this committee, we will realize that the numbers are very close, and we would need to take one another's hands. And no single person has a bigger voice than any other person, whether it's yourself, Chair, whether it is myself, whether it's Honorable Matavula. I am looking forward to working with you, and I'm going to be presumptive and also say the Honorable Khai, who I've served with as chairperson in the previous parliament, and just from my side and from the DA side, all the best and congratulations.
Thank you, Honorable Lon. Can I then take this opportunity to indeed adjourn this meeting? I know there are a number of activities that are lined up for the day. The meeting is now adjourned.